the music's over, and that means it's time to get busy.
Oh.
Like, just like bees making honey.
Oh, funny you should say.
That's a segue for you.
Yes, there's a lot of buzz about this episode today. Of course, we're talking bees, honey, and love.
And lavender.
And lavender. And this is Romper Ruminations.
It is, for all of us who like to ruminate. And you are?
Leo Antonelli. And you?
Kevin Machino.
Yes.
Happy to be here. Great to be back in Studio 8. Had a little bit of a break.
We did.
And maybe a few little bugs flying around. My voice is just a shadow of its former self, which was pretty pathetic to start with. But
well, I would say still more powerful than the voice of 10 men.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
I appreciate that so much.
Got that going for you.
So this is great. I'm excited about this episode, and I think this episode's been a long time coming. And
it has. It's a topic near and dear to my heart.
It is.
We're like talking.
I've said before that you are the driving force behind this. not just this topic, but, you know, of this movie.
Oh, thank you. We're talking about, of course, the Hallmark movie Prisoner of Lavender.
And if you haven't heard of this movie, join the crowd.
There's a reason. This was a movie that was meant to fill sort of a hole in the Hallmark calendar. You know, you've got the Christmas movies, of course, that we all look forward to. They seem to be moving them up earlier and earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Practically the day after Halloween, they're right in there.
They're on Christmas.
Yeah, they're on it.
Like a pit bull.
But they're also, you know, as I said, they're doing Halloween movies, fall movies. They're doing spring, Easter movies.
Yeah.
They're doing Valentine's movies.
Lots of themes. But
there was a bit of a gap. And normally we love gaps, but at Hallmark.
Well, a gap is maybe never a good thing. And what does June mean to you?
Well, of course, it means lavender to me.
Lavender season.
It's lavender season. The flowers are in full bloom. And so Hallmark said, we've got a hole here. Let's fill it with some lavender. And they came up with this wonderful movie called Prisoner of Lavender, starring the great Lori Loughlin, who was a stalwart in their stable of stars.
She's a staple.
Yeah. But then it was never released because at about the same time it was supposed to be released, the whole college admissions scandal blew up.
Oh, the varsity blues.
And they cut ties.
That's horrible.
It was horrible. But, you know, luckily for us, we managed to, we actually managed to see this movie. We got a copy of it.
That was some real behind the scenes skullduggery.
Yeah,
that
well,
got us this. But
right, a lot of these movies are filmed in Ontario, and we had a friend who was on the crew, and she smuggled out a copy, a DVD copy,
top secret production too.
Yeah,
right.
And
cloaked in secrecy.
She also she showed us an early mock up of the poster, which we put on our website. Go to romperruminations.com and you can see it.
And that alone is worth the price of admission, oh, yeah. I say. But
so before we talk about how great this movie is, because we both thought it was fantastic.
It is fantastic.
We should talk about why it was shelved.
Right.
What
right.
happened.
So the college admissions.
Yeah, it's
scandal.
In 2019.
Yeah.
And what she and her husband, they paid, what was it, like a
$500,000 or so, or you
yeah.
know, to ensure their daughters.
It was a bribe, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
To ensure their daughters got into the University of Southern California.
On what, rowing scholarships?
Yeah.
Could they row?
They couldn't row their way out of a wet paper bag.
Oh. But they were famous kids.
And they were entitled. So they felt they were entitled.
They were entitled. And they were well-funded. So
the only problem is they got caught.
Yeah, well,
you know,
there's a fly in every ointment.
Yeah,
and a bee in every
bonnet,
jar of honey. I was going to say,
oh, sorry,
lavender honey,
lavender honey.
But bonnet
special
too.
So in 2020, Loughlin pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud.
Conspiracy.
Doesn't
Come
that
on.
Sound rather grandiose?
That's. Over Trumped, I would say, at the very
like,
least.
Like the Watergate scandal.
Come
something.
On. Even Nixon got away easier than Lori Loughlin did, but
yeah. So her sentence was she had to spend 2 months in jail and spend and do like what 250 hours of community service,
and
which was like ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but
yeah. So about what 3 weeks into her two-month sentence, we could take no more. This is a miscarriage of justice. We've got to like bring awareness to this. We need to free Lori Loughlin.
Free Lori Loughlin.
Yeah. So we thought
free.
That gave us free
Lori Loughlin.
And of course, we're
what comes to mind?
We're riffing on the old special song
from 1984,
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah,
a similar political prisoner. And we thought, wouldn't it be great?
Jailed perhaps for a bit longer than Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, well, it's all relative, you know.
Well, 3 weeks in jail to a movie star is the equivalent of a life sentence, I think. So.
True. Yeah, so we thought, hey, wouldn't it be great if the specials could sort of reboot, rejig their song and throw in some references to Lori Loughlin instead?
Yeah.
We begged and pleaded with them to do it.
I'm begging you.
Please. And maybe, I don't know, there's some younger listeners who aren't familiar with the song.
You know what to suggest.
Well, I'm going to say look it up, but I'm going to give them a little help today. We actually posted a video of the song on our website, romperruminations.com.
Yeah, which is worth a look-see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were going to play a snippet of the song on this episode, but we were afraid we'd get sued.
Could you imagine if we got sued and we went to jail and then the specials would have to write a song about us?
Yes. It would have started a whole vicious cycle. But, you know, the lyrics to this song are so powerful. If you go and you listen to it, you know, 21 years in captivity, shoes too small to fit his feet.
Oh, yeah, his body abused, but his mind is still free. Are you so blind that you cannot see?
Yeah, it's great.
I'm begging you.
Yeah, if you watch the video, you'll appreciate the greatness of the words of music.
Never get tired of
that call
song.
To action, and it's a great song, great horns in it, great harmony.
Oh, yeah, it's just a perfect song.
But they were not interested in whatever's left of the specials these days, whatever iteration they have.
Well, a few of them went to the Fractions Lounge, and the rest of them sort of just...
But that's another episode.
Dispersed into the ether.
Yeah. So we thought, okay, let's write our own song. Free Lori Loughlin. But we, you know, neither of us can sing, you know.
No. I think we put together some pretty good lyrics. Good fitting lyrics.
Yeah, I think so. Worthy of Lennon and McCartney, I would think.
that told the story in just a few paragraphs.
Yeah, it's sort of...
Or verses,
painted
as
the
they
picture
say.
Of the... One of the biggest, I think, injustices of our time. I don't know, is that a bit of hyperbole or...
Not at all.
Am I underplaying it, I think?
Yeah, if anything.
And so we can't sing. I mean, you could barely speak today,
yeah.
Let alone sing.
Yeah. Well, my voice, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's kind of sexy, actually. Yeah.
Gravelly? Would you say it's gravelly?
Yeah, I would say so. But luckily, my daughter Isabel has a good friend named Julie Pearson, and she is...
Oh, gifted musician.
Gifted musician.
Yeah.
So she recorded this at our behest.
Behest?
Yes. And we... Paid her in lavender honey.
And nibs.
And future royalties. So she was happy. And I think she did a fantastic job.
She's a brilliant young guitarist and vocalist.
Yes, and she came up with a pretty powerful rendition.
Powerful is the key word here.
Mm-hmm. Without further ado, let's get to it. Yeah, let's play Free Lori Loughlin.
Free Lori Loughlin.
Wants a girl to go to U.S.
that's a that's a song worthy of
it's just perfect
of Lori Loughlin.
So fitting,
so powerful,
timely,
mm-hmm.
politically motivated,
yeah,
defiant,
yeah,
yeah.
It's got everything, and it
fight the power, man. Fight the power.
Yeah, I mean, now we're too late to get her out of jail because the sentence was done long ago.
But does that dampen your enthusiasm?
No, not at all?
All,
because I think we should use it to try to get Hallmark to air this movie on TV.
Well, in a way, Lori Loughlin is still a prisoner.
Yes, that's right.
Not only a prisoner of Lavender, although she wasn't really the prisoner, but she was a prisoner of Hallmark.
Yeah.
Or a prisoner of Hallmark's policies.
Right. They're holding her art hostage, basically.
Yeah.
And they need to let the world see this. So, and we've seen it, and it's fantastic.
It's a great movie. I would call it my favorite Hallmark movie by a wide margin.
Wow. And that's saying something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Better than even the Christmas movies?
The Christmas movies are pretty great.
They're great. I mean, there was no impromptu snowball fight or gingerbread making or a tree lighting ceremony in this
one.
But there was the equivalent. Well, there was some...
frolicking in the lavender fields.
That's right.
And
the petals flying.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that. And there were some festivals.
Oh, the festivals.
Ah, don't get me started on the festivals. But maybe we should talk about... a little bit about the plot of this movie.
Well, yeah.
Because it also stars Mr. Don Johnson in it.
As the handsome prisoner.
Of Lavender. He's the proprietor of a lavender farm.
Yes.
And he keeps bees as well, makes honey.
Not just any honey.
No, it's a well-balanced woody floral honey. Yeah, it's got everything.
It's remarkable. would you call it extraordinary?
I would call it extraordinary.
So would I.
So he's it's a weird kind of premise because he's got a medical condition?
It's probably one of the most rare medical conditions mm-hmm. in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think there's maybe a formal Latin term for it.
Wow.
But the few doctors that do know about it, mm-hmm. Just refer to it as acute lavender dependency syndrome.
Oh.
Or ALDS. ALDS. For short.
Yeah. And he's got it.
He's got it.
And it requires him to be always within about 100 feet of lavender.
Yeah. But not just a lavender plant, like a large concentration of lavender.
Right. He can't go around with a little plant like, you know, when the plastic bubble, when they wheeled him around in that portable bubble.
No, he can't.
That won't cut it.
That won't work. He can't pin a sprig of lavender to his lapel or something like that and hope to get away scot-free.
That's right. He's got to be sort of immersed in lavender.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So,
And so he lives on this farm, and then Lori Loughlin plays this sort of big city businesswoman whose grandmother has died and who lives in the adjacent town, who had lived in the adjacent town. And she comes back to her small town, her hometown, to settle some affairs. And she's inherited her grandmother's house.
Right.
And then one day she remembered that her mother would always, or her grandmother, sorry, would always make these special honey, I can't remember, what was it, cookies or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she goes looking for this well-balanced.
Lavender infused.
Yeah. Honey.
Yeah.
And that takes her right to...
Bingo.
Don Johnson. And right away they have this...
They hit it
rapport.
Off.
Yeah. And, you know, he's handsome, obviously.
Sure.
And
available.
Yeah. And really down to earth. Literally down to earth because he can't move. He can't... You know, he can't stray too far from the earth. And he's a widower. With a daughter, which is like catnip to these Hallmark heroines. They love it.
Oh, it's incredible. What is eventually revealed in the movie mm-hmm. is how he got his affliction.
That's right.
Right?
You want to talk about that a little
bit? Well, he was stung mm-hmm. by a bee in the lavender fields.
Yeah. But it was not just any bee.
It was a genetically modified bee.
Right. Right. So it's kind of like a Spider-Man kind of origin story.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. A little bit. So Spider-Man got his superpowers from being bitten by a radioactive spider.
Right.
So Don Johnson gets his almost superpowers from from being stung by a GMO bee.
Yeah. And almost super. That's a real stretch because I'm not sure when that would come in handy that you've
well,
gotta be.
If they're not superpowers, they're extraordinary.
It makes him sort of...
Well-balanced.
Right. It makes him one of a kind, though. And she kind of like, wow, I've never seen anything like this in the city.
Right? That's right.
And yeah. I mentioned he's got a daughter, but the twist with the daughter is she's really into BMX racing, right?
Well, there's a tie-in.
Yeah, and it turns out that Lori Loughlin's character in this movie raced in her youth and gives her some pointers and they really hit it off. But that's obviously...
That's an homage to an old movie from the mid-80s called Rad.
Rad, right.
Right.
Which is one of your favorites, I think.
It is. It is.
Which also stars a gymnast, right?
The irrepressible Bart Conner.
It's amazing how often.
And a huge cast, actually, an all-star cast, like Ray Walston.
Oh, my favorite Marsh.
Yeah, and Jack Weston is the evil corporate dude.
Right.
And Talia Shire, come on, Talia Shire.
Adrian!
Yeah, yo, Talia. and gosh, who else? I guess the main character, mm-hmm. Laurie's eventual love interest, was a guy named Bill Allen or something like
wow,
that.
Wow, he went places.
Well, I don't know.
He was like the poor man C. Thomas Howell, wasn't he?
I think that's a fairly apt way of putting it. So
C. Thomas Howell or
C. Spot Run.
Anyway, we digress. We're a prisoner of digressions.
Prisoner of digestions.
Right, but not after eating that honey, though.
No,
cure any digestive problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quite the opposite.
Yeah.
And I should have had more of it.
You should have. To coat your throat. So, so she's really getting into this sort of small town life. She's slowing down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's like, go, go, go.
All the quaint
traditions
that go along with any Lavender town.
Right, because she happens to come during Lavender Festival, which is in June.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, we've got the hay rides and the...
Square dances. Corn roasts.
Honey judge contests. And, she's getting into it. But, you know, she, as in a lot of these movies, she's got a boyfriend back
not
in the city.
Just a fiancé.
Yeah, a fiancé, not just a boyfriend.
From the Big Smoke.
Yeah. Who actually comes down to the small town and says, hey... Don't forget, you've got a big promotion in the city waiting for you.
Trying to entice her back.
Mm-hmm.
He must have had a sixth sense that there was something going on.
Yes.
You know?
Right. And then she's like, well, yeah, but let's enjoy some of the, you know, some of the local lavender culture here.
Try some of this honey.
Yeah. It's well balanced. Unlike you. Because he's really snobbish and like...
Stuffy.
It's
horrible.
And stuffed up. Not just stuffy.
Well...
Because it turns out...
irony being what it is,
mm-hmm.
that he's allergic to lavender.
Right. And she's like, oh my God.
So how perfect is that?
Which is always like the thing in these Hallmark movies is that these women, these beautiful women who are really intelligent and got everything going for them...
They end up with Mr. Wrong.
Yeah, these jackasses.
Yeah.
And it's not really a choice because like, but it's sort of this artificial kind of like manufactured choice.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Like maybe back in the big city, in the contaminated big city, he was okay.
But now.
But only in a relative sense.
Right. Once you stop and slow down and smell the lavender a little bit, he realizes, wait a second, there's more to life than... These big city ways.
I think you should always stop and smell the lavender.
That's right.
That's a good metaphor for life.
But then, you know, she does go back, you know.
Well.
There's the cheery goodbye and the daughter's like, don't go. I was just learning to.
Yeah.
You know, these tricks that you're
talking. I was just learning how to skin a lavender plant.
But she goes last. And then she's there for like, what, a week? And then she realizes, wait a second.
Yeah.
This is not my home. My home is...
She comes back.
She comes back.
And
for the honey. That is the taste of honey. And you. Herb Alpert should have been in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. A taste of honey.
Yeah.
But a taste of lavender.
Lavender
honey.
Honey,
lavender would
honey.
Be in brackets. Right?
That's right.
But we like brackets, so that's okay.
We love brackets.
Now, do you know what else they were going to do had this movie hit the big screen?
No.
Well, they were going to specially outfit the theaters.
Oh, for like the premiere, like a special like promotional? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because so you remember the old disaster movie, Earthquake?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And so they retrofitted all the theaters for an effect called Sensoround.
Okay.
So whenever the earthquake would happen,
right.
all the seats
Your
would vibrate
seat would
and the whole
shake
yeah, you know, and the audience was really jazzed with that. Mm-hmm. But so for this movie, they were going to do something called scent surround.
Ah.
Canisters filled with lavender scent.
Or you get a little mist of
Well, at key parts of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they're out in the fields.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then it dispenses lavender,
right.
and the audience is just enthralled.
Right? Oh, wow.
It just adds that extra degree of realism.
That would have been something.
But I guess not unlike the in the movie Goldfinger, those canisters with the Delta 9 nerve gas that was deadly to human beings.
Yeah, let's hope they don't mix up the canisters.
Oh, well, no, I hope not. But...
I think they probably would have let a little mist right at the end when they finally kiss, which is what I usually in these movies, I call it the sort of the 57 heaven, because that's the
right.
time on the clock when it usually happens, because they're so chaste, these relations.
It's such like a doomsday clock.
It is. It's a slow burn. And then they're like, sort of like,
it's 1 second to midnight.
Yeah. They're sort of the accident, you know, they're about to kiss and someone walks in or something,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or they're
yeah.
like,
yeah.
you know, she falls down, he picks her up, and then, I better go. Or there's the misunderstanding. You know?
Oh, there's always the misunderstanding.
Yeah. Oh, so that was your sister you were French kissing.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. Because, it's like, oh, God.
Leaves me a bit uneasy still.
It's like we're in Victorian England or something. Really, is that what... how relationships are going these days? I don't know. I'm so out of touch.
Maybe.
But this is sort of for the older crowd.
It's the Hallmark world,
yeah.
right? But
yeah. But anyway, it was we enjoyed it, you know.
I thought it was a fabulous movie.
Yeah.
Just fabulous. And I think it's a crime that it was shelved.
It is a shame.
I only hope that we can mount some sort of campaign to bring it out.
I think we should urge our listeners to write to Hallmark, to email them, to get on social media.
Maybe threaten a boycott.
Thing. Yeah.
A Hallmark boycott.
And until you get this movie out, until Prisoner of Lavender sees the light of day, I'm not buying any more cards.
Unlock Prisoner of Lavender.
Unlock Lachlan.
Unlock the Lachlan.
That's right. Yes. I think we should get t-shirts made, I think.
Yeah, and we're going to, man.
Don't make promises.
No. It's a done deal.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a done deal. So this is great. I'm glad we got to talk about it. Now you have played more of a part behind this entire movie than you're letting on.
Oh, well.
So I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
Just flat out. Is there any more plans for Prisoner of Lavender in the future?
Well, I would like to see a musical, like a Broadway musical or something.
Prisoner of Lavender, the musical.
The musical.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't know. Who could we get to sing the theme song? Shirley Bassey?
Why not? Is she still alive?
I don't know. But
there's no one else that I think could pull it off
as you
like
could
her.
You said before they're doing some great things with AI now. We could fake it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lavender Finger.
Whoa, that's a good James Bond spin-off.
It all seems to come back to James Bond, doesn't it?
And not only that, but James Bond Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, yeah.
You know, but...
that's what started it all.
That would be good. Lavender Finger.
Yeah.
What would the villain look like? Anyway.
That's right. There'd have to be a villain somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe the boyfriend. The boyfriend could be the villain, like the city boyfriend.
I have a
the
thought.
Fiance.
I have a thought.
Yeah, go.
In that Bond scenario. Mm. So Lavender Finger has this plan to destroy all the lavender crops in the world.
Whoa.
Except for his own.
Right.
Right. So like he has some special, plane flyovers, like dispensing some sort of, secret gas to kill all the lavender plants.
I love it.
Except for his.
Right.
On his secret private island.
Yeah.
So his lavender plants become like $10 million per ounce and that sort of thing. And he controls
he's
the world.
Cornering the market.
Yeah. So that's a thought for Lavender Finger and James Bond.
Although I guess one step at a time, we should make sure we get Prisoner Lavender out there.
Could Lori Loughlin be a Bond girl? I think she could be.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
Now that Honor Blackman is no longer with us.
Oh, yeah.
Or should I say, Pushy Galore?
Tell me, Jill. We're getting sidetracked again.
Again. So anyway, I'm really glad that we did this episode and we're bringing this out into the open.
Yeah.
Now the truth can be told.
And we want to thank Julie Pearson again for her inspired version of Free Lori Loughlin. I think she did our lyrics justice. If only we could do Lori Loughlin justice. She should get a full
there will be justice.
Presidential pardon, shouldn't she?
She should.
Yeah. Well, maybe Trump gets in. He'll probably.
If Trump gets in,
it'll probably be the number one thing on his agenda.
I'm going to lobby him.
He'll be like, sure, why not? Beautiful. It's a beautiful movie. We'll release
it's a beautiful
that
girl.
Movie.
I'm going to lobby him to unlock Loughlin.
Yeah.
So this is what I know, Leo.
Yeah.
And I have not much else to add because I think I've droned on enough already.
Oh,
but,
drone. Did you know that you just made another B reference or did you that totally unintentionally?
That's a good point. And there's a lot of subconscious stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking about this, but I'm glad we got to talk about the finer points of the movie.
Yeah.
And pique our listeners. Mm-hmm. Interest. So,
let's remind them again to pressure Hallmark to
keep the pressure on.
Get this movie out.
Yep.
So you could have the same experience we had. And we've enjoyed talking about you today with you today about this movie.
Yeah. And, I enjoyed this a lot. And once again, I'm sorry about my voice, but it's going to be at least one octave deeper by the, when I get better.
Right.
Ah, so there it is.
All right.
And with that,
we bid adieu. Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Thanks and bye.